understand your perspective. Everyone sees the world differently, shaped by their age, wealth, ethnicity, and where they live. This affects how we view big events like COVID-19. But to think clearly, we need to reflect on our thoughts. To find blind spots in our thinking, we must be clear about the questions we're asking. We should explore what we don't know and seek advice from trusted sources. Keep learning and questioning what we know. This self-reflection helps us understand ourselves and the world better. Everyday decision-making. In our daily lives, we often operate on autopilot, relying on habits, instincts, and quick mental shortcuts called heuristics. Habits are things we do regularly without much thought. Instincts and emotions, like hunger or tiredness, guide us toward pleasure and away from pain. Heuristics help us make decisions, like choosing what to eat at a new restaurant or who to vote for. Our emotions and shortcuts work best when we're dealing with familiar situations, ones our ancestors faced. For instance, we've been judging trustworthiness for ages, so our emotions have evolved to help us out in that area. When faced with tough decisions, like a firefighter assessing a fire's danger, people often rely on their expertise. But what about situations where we lack expertise, like during the COVID-19 pandemic? That's where constructive doubt comes in. Instead of jumping to conclusions, we admit we don't know everything and take time to think deeply about what's important. To think clearly, always question your first reaction. Stay open-minded to new ideas and try to understand others' perspectives. This approach, known as constructive doubt, helps us navigate uncertainty and make better decisions. Clear communication and persuasion. When you're explaining something, it's crucial to use simple, everyday language. Fancy terms can just confuse people. So, before you start writing, take some time to plan and gather information. Then, when you write, imagine you're the reader. Read over what you've written and keep tweaking it until it's crystal clear. When people want to change someone's mind, they often use emotions. It's a common trick. They might try to make you feel something to get you to agree with them. But remember, just because something sounds good emotionally doesn't mean it's logical. There are lots of ways people argue that don't make sense when you think about it. They might say something like, "A million people can't be wrong," or, "We've always done it this way." But just because lots of people believe something or it's tradition doesn't make it right. So, keep your eyes open for these tricks when you're listening to arguments. And when you're making your points, stick to clear, logical reasoning. When discussing things with others, watch out for these sneaky argument errors. Whataboutery. This is when someone says one problem isn't as important as another, just to switch topics. Conspiracy theories. Sometimes people claim there's a secret truth, hidden by mysterious they, to explain stuff. Ad hominem. This is when someone tries to shut down a conversation by attacking the person talking, instead of their ideas. Non sequitur. If someone's conclusion doesn't match up with the facts they're talking about, that's a non sequitur. False dilemma. Beware of when people act like there are only two options, when there could be more. Anecdotal evidence. One example doesn't prove a whole big idea, so be careful when someone tries to make it seem like it does. Differences in assumptions. Assumptions are the ideas and facts we believe to be true without questioning them. When we talk about things like COVID-19 vaccines, people have lots of different assumptions about stuff like natural immunity, how much we trust science, and the balance between risk, power, and freedom. Everyone has their own set of assumptions, which can make talking about stuff tricky. So, when you're chatting with a bunch of folks who all have different assumptions, it's important to get everyone to say what they think. You should figure out where you agree and where you don't, and focus on the ideas rather than getting into personal stuff. Try to look at things from different angles, debate the ideas, and see which ones stand up to scrutiny. Then, when you've talked it out, you can decide what to do based on what most people think is best. When people disagree, they often blame each other for making assumptions. But instead of pointing fingers, Let's try to understand where our beliefs come from. Investigate your assumptions and those of others. Look for common ground instead of accusing. This way, we can have constructive conversations and learn from each other. Types of arguments. When you're trying to convince someone of something, you might make an argument or just assert something. An argument gives reasons for why you believe what you do, while an assertion is just stating your opinion without much support. Imagine you warn a friend not to eat at a restaurant because it made you sick once. That's an argument. But if you just say you don't like the place, that's an assertion. Arguments are made up of premises, which are statements that support a conclusion. Think of it like building a case. You lay out your evidence, premises, and then draw a conclusion based on that evidence. There's a neat way to organize arguments called the standard form, where you list your premises first and then state your conclusion at the end. Breaking down an argument like this helps you see if it's solid or has any weak spots. Now, there are two main types of arguments, deductive and inductive. In deductive arguments, if the premises are true, then the conclusion has to be true. It's like following a set of logical rules. For example, if you say, if X and Y are true, then Z is also true. That's deductive reasoning. On the other hand, inductive reasoning is more like spotting a pattern and making a conclusion based on that pattern. Improve your understanding. When you hear someone's viewpoint that you disagree with, don't just brush it off. Instead of making it seem weaker than it is, make it stronger. This helps you learn more and test your ideas. When you try to explain things, look for explanations that make sense and cover all the important details. Don't ignore things that don't fit your explanation. Also, try to find evidence that could prove your beliefs wrong. Watch out for only looking for evidence that supports what you already believe. Reveal your creativity. Creativity isn't just for artists and performers. It's about bringing something new into the world, whether it's a story, a song, or a business idea. And here's the cool part. Anyone can be creative, even while doing boring stuff. You don't have to come up with something original. Sometimes, it's just about looking at things from a different angle. Creativity happens when you let your mind roam and come up with lots of different ideas. Or, it's about picking one idea and running with it, while leaving the rest behind. Kids are great at coming up with tons of ideas. But most schools focus more on picking the right answer, rather than exploring different possibilities. Creative thinking made simple. Anthropologist and artist Eitan Buchalter suggests a 6-step plan for boosting your creative juices. First up, pick something you're interested in. Then, think about what you already know about it, play around with ideas, and jot down what you find out. Check out what others have done in the same area. After that, think it all over and put your thoughts together to come up with something new. When you're diving into a creative project, start by setting a realistic goal. Think about what might get in your way and what tools you have to work with. Then, decide on the steps you'll take to get there. If you're teaming up with someone, make sure to keep the lines of communication wide open. Focus on what you both agree on and listen to each other. Don't interrupt and ask questions if you're not sure about something. When you think you've got it, sum it up to make sure you're on the same page. Decoding statistics. Sometimes, numbers seem like they tell the whole truth, but it's not always that simple. Let's break it down to see how statistics work and how to spot when they might not be telling the whole story. Watch out for certain phrases like up to or as much as. These phrases often mean someone is using the most extreme number to make a point, not necessarily the average or typical one. Also, be wary of comparisons that don't make sense, like when politicians compare household debt to national debt. They might sound related, but they're not always connected. Keep an eye out for misleading visuals or big numbers thrown around without much explanation. And don't get fooled by percentages alone. Sometimes, a small percentage change doesn't mean much in the grand scheme of things. News outlets sometimes take numbers out of context to make a story more exciting. Don't fall for it. always look deeper into what the numbers mean and the story behind them. Stats are like snapshots of reality, but they're not the whole picture. They can miss the mark because things change all the time, like people being born, dying, moving in, or leaving. To get the best stats, you need a good sample. For example, if you're studying how to run a company, you should talk to CEOs, not just random folks on the street. The strength of a stat depends on how well it reflects what's going on. And remember, knowing the limits of a stat is key to using it wisely. AI and human thinking. AI and human thinking are fundamentally different. AI can handle huge amounts of data quickly, providing answers by identifying patterns. On the other hand, human intelligence asks questions, uses imagination, and seeks deeper understanding. AI isn't neutral. During the COVID-19 pandemic, the UK used an algorithm to predict students' exam results when schools were closed. However, these predictions consistently gave lower scores than what teachers expected. This happened because the AI reflected existing unfairness in the system. It's important to know that AI has limits. We should always use it ethically and think critically about how we apply it. Key points. 1. Challenge assumptions, embrace diverse perspectives, and seek advice for effective decision-making. 2. Practice constructive doubt to avoid hasty conclusions, especially in unfamiliar situations. 3. Communicate. Avoid emotional manipulation and recognize common argument errors. 4. Structure arguments logically and differentiate between deductive and inductive reasoning. 5. Promote creativity by exploring various ideas and perspectives. 6. Decode statistics critically, watch for misleading phrases, and understand their limitations. 7. Recognize AI's capabilities and limitations, ensuring ethical use alongside human thinking.